For many years it was generally considered to be wrong to live in sin. Now, however, thanks to the sexual revolution, May 6, 1967, living together is considered a normal and, in fact, very useful phase in a relationship, a phase that is accepted and even endorsed by virtually all sectors of society. Except, of course, your parents. Your parents hate it. It doesn't matter how nice or respectable the person is you're living with. You could be living with Abraham Lincoln and your parents would still hate it. Especially if you're a guy. But hey, it's your life to live, and if you really want to move in with somebody, your feelings have to take precedence over your parents. The best thing to do is confront their concerns head-on by sitting down with them face-to-face and lying. Mom and Dad, you should say. Bill and I are not living together. He came over to my apartment this morning to help me kill a spider, and by mistake he left his toothbrush and all his clothes and furniture. Your parents will pretend they believe you because the truth is they really don't want to even think about the idea of you and sex. All parents are like this. No matter how old you get, in their minds you will always have the wisdom and emotional maturity of Beaver Cleaver. Moving in together. Moving in together is an exciting and romantic adventure for both of you. A time of caring and sharing the joys of little discoveries, such as what another person's used dental floss looks like. But this is also a time when you must try to be practical. You must bear in mind that no matter how much you love each other now, somewhere down the road you will inevitably have traditional lovers' quarrels, wherein one of you will hurl all of the other one's possessions out the window and possibly kill an innocent pedestrian. This is why most experts recommend that you get a ground floor apartment, furnished mainly with lightweight, easy-to-hurl Tupperware.